Well, who knew Americans consume more than a half billion of these drinks every year? We don't have to tell you we're talking about margaritas. Joining us live at the studio to tell us all about it, Nikki Nellis from TheListAreYouOnIt.com, co-host of Foodie and the Beast, Sunday mornings at 11 on 1500 AM. Nikki, we're ready to celebrate National Margarita Day tomorrow.
I know. I don't know why it's today, other than the fact that apparently Americans drink so much margaritas and margarita mixes. But I'm here today to tell you that if you're going to celebrate National Margarita Day, don't do those mixes. Mm-mm. You need to have a really good, freshly made margarita. So margaritas.
Yeah, what goes into a margarita?
It's a classic Mexican cocktail. You want to use a good quality tequila, Cointreau, or some other orange-flavored liqueur, and then an acid. So usually lime, but sometimes lemon juice. Mm-hmm. But lots of people play with it and use different things, which we'll get into. Of course, sometimes it's served with salt on the rim. Sometimes it's not. It depends on how you like it. You can have it straight up. You can have it on the rocks. It is a flexible cocktail, needless to say. But if you are going to celebrate tomorrow, I want to send you to a couple places that are interested in celebrating with you. The first place I'm going to send you is to Oyamel, which is down in Penn Quarter, Jose Andres Mexican Cochina. Nothing not to love there. Now, Juan Coronado is the beverage director there, and he has put together a slew of really interesting margaritas for you to try, everywhere from on the rocks to straight up, some that are a little spicy, which is right up my alley. And the party starts at 11:30, so you can get there early and stay to midnight.
11:30 in the morning?
Yes.
Really?
Okay. So go and have a good time.
It's never too early for a margarita.
Oh, you're no fun. So you can also head over to Post. Jason Wiles is the lead bartender there. That's in the Monaco Hotel. They are celebrating National Margarita Day, and I love what he's doing. He's doing Mex on Fire. So this is not a classic margarita, but this is a spicy drink made with both mezcal, which is a very smoky liqueur, and tequila. And he's got some spices in it, some chili pepper-infused cider vinegar, which he's using instead of lime to give it a real kick. For those of you who just want a classic margarita, head on over to Bandolero, Mike Isabella's restaurant in Georgetown, because they got it on draft over there.
Really?
Yeah. So there's no running out. It's a constant. And if you're over in, look at you guys, so the eyes light up on draft.
Mark is writing it down.
Writing that down. Okay.
And if you're over in Arlington, I am going to send you to El Fuego. It is a new Mexican restaurant by the Passion Food Hospitality people. They have traditional margaritas and frozen lime margaritas, and then some interesting ones like a frozen hibiscus margarita and other specialties that they'll be having from 4 to 7. During the day.
All right.
It is a lot of fun to celebrate these days, but we're going to say celebrate responsibly tomorrow.
Of course. Do not drive. Take a taxi. Take an Uber.
And enjoy yourself.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thanks, Nikki. Nikki Nellis from TheListAreYouOnIt.com and co-host of Foodie and the Beast, Sundays at 11 on 1500 AM.